This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Hold up. What do you mean it's not time for turkey jokes?
No, because there's only so many Thanksgiving jokes. So, and you know, I have to kind of save them towards like, I mean, I guess Thanksgiving is on the 23rd, so I got to come up with 21 turkey jokes?
No, because then you take out the weekends, and I'm sure there's some other day that we'll use some excuse to not come to work. So the way I look at it, you know, seven or eight.
Ah, you know? Solid. Do me a favor.
I don't know. Because I was just teasing. Kayla goes, oh, I don't have a joke yet today. Because you need to understand, we're just at the beginning of the show. Kayla tells a goofy, a dad joke, corny joke.
Yeah, a Kayla joke.
You know, whatever, at the end of the show. But the way that Kayla operates is like, you know, she'll go into a death spiral because she's like, I don't have a joke yet. And it's like, well, you got 4 hours to worry about it. She goes, I have to have it now.
I need it now.
I said, well, okay. So now here we are on November 2nd. When do we start with the turkey jokes? and she felt I was pressuring her.
I know. So I feel a lot of pressure right now. Like, no, I have to deliver. Funny.
You can't spread it out, aren't there? Couldn't you do like some turkey jokes and some pilgrim jokes and some mashed potato jokes?
Can you make pilgrim jokes in 2023?
Cranberry jokes. You probably can't make pilgrim. 2023, can't make pilgrim jokes. In fact, I got to be honest, the cranberry sauce is highly offended, quickly offended as well.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app
every morning, taking my kids to school.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Between Halloween and Taylor Swift and this past Monday Night Football, if you're a Raiders fan screaming at the TV, you may be healthier than you've ever been, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah, more than half of Americans say they believe screaming positively affects their health. I get it. It's cleansing. It is. It's cleansing.
Okay.
More than half of millennials will say, that's you, Kayla.
Yep.
More than half of millennials say the louder they scream, the better they feel afterwards. Yeah, older adults don't agree with it. That's just because they're cranky. They don't mean it. But like, you know, there's folks who go, well, I just don't like the loud noises. But you're fine. You're good.
In theory, our studios here are supposed to be super like padded and noise resistant and like and they're supposed to mute outside sound.
Yes.
So I used to go into like a different studio anytime I get frustrated if I was trying to do something.
Right.
I'd go into another studio and I'd scream. You learn very quickly. It does not completely mute you out.
Yeah, no. Yeah, the whole, that soundproof maybe.
No.
It's more like sound resistant, I suppose. 10% of people say they scream at least once a week. Too high, too low.
I'd say that's probably right.
I think there's a solid 25 to 30, maybe even 40% of people that are lying about that one.
Yes. Because
they don't want to look crazy. You know,
or the screaming has done such a great job, it cleansed them. They didn't remember doing it because they were cleansed from the screaming.
Yeah, like you haven't done a high volume F-bomb this week. Don't lie to me.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Get your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
Brought to you by the most trusted jeweler in Las Vegas, Mike Lehman, the Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. A woman in Kentucky, listen, I'm a big believer in sometimes you've got to, if you see the signs and if you think it means something, probably does.
Yeah.
I think your mind is very powerful, and wherever you want to let that take you, you know, as long as it's a good, you know, it's a good thing.
Sure.
As long as you're not listening to the voices, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes you got to listen to the voices. So, woman in Kentucky said she was having a weird day in general. She was craving a Coke. She doesn't drink Coke. So elderly mom had passed away recently, and her mom drank a lot of Coke. Oh. So she thought maybe mom was giving her a nudge. She thought, you know what? I don't drink Coke. I'm gonna go drink a Coke.
Why not?
So she goes down to the store, right? While she's at the store, she's like literally, she says, the $5 scratchers practically jumped out at her. She was on the phone with her daughter. You know, the whole thing's just weird. She scratched it off right there in the store, and she'd never bought a scratcher before.
Oh, one off? Okay.
$75,000.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, she's going to split it with her daughter. And yeah, there you go.
So there is a video that will just make you melt. I cannot stop watching these videos, but there's a mom, a military mom, returning home and surprising her son at a Chili's in Springfield, Illinois. It's actually from a few years ago, but they're just now sharing the footage. It will make you melt.
To the right. Right there by the window.
Oh, he's dying so big. Holy smokes. Aww.
I don't want to live in a world where those type of things don't make me emotional.
You can do
as many of those as you want. And okay. Hand me past the Kleenex. All right, listen. Have a great day. It's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome. To the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Ariana Grande hits that real high note there at the end. You know, the Mariah Carey-esque note. And I was like, has the Queen of Christmas defrosted completely? Is she sneaking in? Was that? Because I know you're getting after it this weekend. I know that's your plan anyways.
And the first song, so we decorate the inside of the house with Christmas. No offense to any of you Thanksgiving people out there. We just go straight to Christmas.
Sure.
And I play the Mariah Carey. Everyone, all I want for Christmas is you. That's all you play at first. And then you go through the songs like Mistletoe and all that. So,
oh, that's how you do it?
That's how you do it. You always got to kick off with Mariah. So.
Huh. All right. Or you can't just say, you know, you can just throw on some Christmas music and whatever happens, happens.
No, you have to play Mariah. It's just like that. It gets you in the mood for some reason to unpack all the things.
Yeah. What's the second song?
Usually Mistletoe comes next, and then I play NSYNC, and then kind of a whatever.
You're wound up.
You're telling me you don't have Christmas staples? You don't have, like, those Christmas songs that you listen to?
Well, I don't have the, all right, well, this is how it has to go. Oh, Christmas is ruined. You know what I mean? Christmas is ruined on November 2nd.
Yeah.
You know, because you didn't play Mariah first.
Well, the worst thing is that, like, our smart speakers in our house are hooked up to my husband's phone. So when I ask it to play things, like, he gets the alerts and does all that stuff. So every once in a while, if he's driving, he'll turn it off and stuff. And I'm like, what? I'm in the middle of Mariah. What are you doing to me? It's so funny.
Do you dress up to decorate?
I for sure put on, because you forget I have so many ugly Christmas sweaters. I for sure put one of those on when
but
I decorate.
But you don't have a specific, I would think if this whole thing, you know, because the way it's all kind of, you know, the list for the list type of thing.
It's a little buttoned up. Yeah.
You don't have a specific, I think you need to pick a specific Christmas sweater that's the first one. The ugly Christmas sweater that's the first one every year.
If
we're going to do this, let's go all the way.
But you know what I will do? I will take some photos and bring them in my ugly Christmas sweaters, and I'll have you pick which one I should wear as my decorating sweater.
Huh. Okay.
I'll give you that privilege.
Oh. Thanks.
I knew you'd love it. Yes.
Is this... Well, because I was going to ask you when you were going to do that, because I was then going to be, you know, geez, gotta go. Sorry, I got a thing.
You're going to get 17 text messages this afternoon. What do you think of this sweater? What about this one?
Oh, just bombard me with it. That's awesome.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
All my favorite songs, and it wakes me up in the morning.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m.
You guys are my favorite.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Kayla, I'm very proud of you. You should know this. I've saved this. I've been sitting on this for, I don't know, 25 minutes. I'm super proud of you.
I feel so handy right now. Like, is this...
Oh, you know what? That's not why. And I do want to tell you, you're right, because we were going to talk about that. I don't want to talk about that yet.
Oh, okay. Why else are you proud of me?
Because was last night your first time hosting a charity event like that?
No, I have hosted charity events in the past at like Springs Preserve and other places. But last night, that was my first time with Construction Versus Cancer. And it was very, very cool. Very amazing experience. It was a kickoff party to thank all of the big sponsors and everything that are all on board on SAT for Saturday's event. So, and it's a little near and dear to my heart too, because my husband works in construction. So it's really fun to go around and like mingle with all the people that he knew. That was fun.
Is this the thing where you can bring kids, the Construction Versus Cancer, is that where kids can come out and mess around on heavy equipment and then they donate the money Is that what that is?
You can bring kids and everything like that. And then they do like the demos where the dump truck like lifts up and everything.
Sure.
And yeah.
Sure.
It's super fun.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Well, good for you. Regardless, I'm proud of you because it felt like... this is going to come off really dumb, but it felt like this was your first, like, you know, like grown up event. You know what I mean?
No,
where people dress up, and there's a certain amount of pressure to that. And so I thought it was, well, just know I'm very proud of you. And I've probably made this into more than what it was, but I don't care.
No.
I don't care. Now to the other thing, I get this. There's a superpower in fixing stuff around your house. And we sat on this story for a few days too, because it involves a hot tub, and we didn't want to have anybody be extra sad because of Matthew Perry.
So
first of all, I didn't even know you had a hot tub.
We did. It came with the house. It's an above ground hot tub. It's nothing. I mean, it's a really old hot tub. It is. It's on its last couple of legs here. So
what was wrong with it?
It turned off at one point and we couldn't get it to turn back on. And then my husband went to Albuquerque for a conference and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get this hot tub to work. That's going to be my treat for him. I'm like, when you get back, this hot tub is going to be on. So I went over to, it's on like a separate breaker panel. So I just went over to the breaker panel and like fully flipped it off and then just like forced the flip over. Cause we had tried that and then it turned back on and I was like, I'm a wizard. This is amazing.
So wait. So much like when people, hey, I fixed my computer. So you're telling me that your big fix was you turned it off and turned it back on again.
But I'm like, is this
That's even better than the story I thought I was getting.
Is this how handymen and like maintenance guys, is this how they feel when they fix something? There is a high that I have never experienced, like going, oh, it's me versus that hot tub. Okay. And guess who came out on top today?
I'm not trying to diminish your accomplishment, but I just want to go back and recap. You turned it off and turned it on again.
But we had tried that. We had tried that and it didn't work. And this time it did. And I'd like to think that the extra shove that I gave it made it work.
Okay, listen. And now I have to. Okay, it's the only reason why I can. I did a very similar thing. So I was I was freaking out since we had some work done on our house. And the guys who were doing the work took the sensors like for our back. We had our back door replaced. And then I think they did something to the garage door. I don't know the whole deal, but some of the security sensors were gone. And I was dreading the process of, I didn't know if I had to call somebody. I didn't know how horrible it was going to be. I was certain I was going to screw it up. So I finally, then I bit the bullet yesterday and said, okay, fine. I'm going to look up a video and figure out how to do it. Yeah, the video is 30 seconds. Literally, the video is 30 seconds. And for me to change the sensors on both doors took me about a minute and a half, maybe two. Yeah, well, I get it. This is also probably part of the reason why I'm laughing at it, because it's like, yeah, it's ridiculous.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Okay, speaking of fixing stuff at your house, your brother, and I love this, this may be the most Florida redneck thing you've ever said. I am 1,000% on board. They have a possum removal kit.
Yes, they have put together a possum removal kit because I guess it's happened enough to where you need that now. And so it was like, is that a thing? Like, if I got a possum in a shed in my house, whatever the case may be, I'm calling someone immediately, like a professional, to come remove this very vicious rodent.
Yeah.
Like, right? That's what do, right?
I'm very curious. Do you know what's in the possum removal kit?
The possum removal kit is a bucket, like just one of those, like the, you know, 5 gallon buckets whatever, and a rake. But it's literally been like labeled with a Sharpie on the front of it for possum. And the worst part is that he has taught his 6 and 7 year olds how to use the possum removal kit.
I'm sorry. I think you meant to say best part of that. Is this the worst part or is this the best part?
But like, you're going to teach your 6 and 7 year old daughters that possums aren't one of those vicious rodents out there ever? He's like, no.
Teach them that. You do teach them that. It's one of the first. Hey, look, raccoons are cute. They'll rip your face off, and they are disease ridden. The last thing you want to mess with is a raccoon. Much like a possum. Possum is, they're like 1 and 1A. You don't want to mess with any of them. But here's the thing, and here's why you got to have the possum removal kit like that. Because now, obviously, there's enough possums that they feel that they need the possum removal kit. I also understand that. Secondly, you know what happens if you go, well, it's just a bucket and a rake. Yeah. And then right about the time that the possum is somewhere that it's not supposed to be, hence the need to remove it, then you go looking for the bucket and the rake, and they're not where they're supposed to be.
You know, so that's
why. That's why you got to have specific ones. I'm bummed because I thought there'd at least be a firearm of some sort involved.
Nope.
But there's not. Or a net.
Not even a net. Nope. It's a rake and a bucket. That is it. But you're not actually removing a possum. I mean, I know we don't have that here, but like, you're not removing a possum yourself, right? Like, you're calling somebody for that, right?
Well...
No.
No, you know what? Okay, don't forget where I grew up. So while we did not have a specific kit, we also, no, there was hell to pay if the bucket and or the rake were moved. So they didn't move. They were in their place, which explains a lot of why I'm the way I am now as an adult. here's my thing is that so I would go grab the, you know, the rake or the net or the bucket, you know, and all of that stuff. Then here's the thing is I would catch it, but then I wouldn't know what to do with it after that.
Exactly.
That's when I would end up calling in the expert. I'd be like, all right, I got this thing. Now what do I do
with it? The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh my God, you know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
Hi, Karen Lopez from the East Side.
Hey.
Hey.
Ooh, a timid Karen Lopez from the East Side.
She's on the under. She's the Are you already at work?
Are you guys?
Oh, no, we're awesome.
No, I'm on my way to work.
Oh, gotcha. Well, let's go with your 177-second survey. I was just talking to a friend of mine. He says Friends is ruined forever for him. Is it ruined for you with Matthew Perry's passing?
I never really watched Friends. I mean, I watched it when it came on occasionally, but I didn't watch it religiously like some people.
Oh, well, and that will lead me to my second question after I asked Kayla the first. Is Friends changed for you now?
No, it hasn't. I've always, as of recent years, I've found it to be a little outdated anyway, just because, like, I'm like, why can't you just solve your problem by using your cell phone? I don't get it. Like, so the Matthew Perry passing doesn't affect me in watching it at all.
The reason why he brought it up was because he said that was he and his wife's comfort show. That whenever they just kind of needed to, whenever they were just going to, you know, let's sit on the couch. Hey, let's watch Friends. What is your, Karen, do you have a comfort show?
The Office, for sure.
And people who love The Office really love The
Never
Office.
Never watched The Office.
Yeah. I appreciate it for what it is. I don't, it's just not that, it's not that thing for me. I go, Kayla, do you have a comfort show?
Comfort show, maybe New Girl. I watched that repeatedly. Or there was this show called The Mick that has that chick from Always Sunny in Philadelphia in it. I love The Mick. It only had two seasons, but I'll watch it on repeat all the time.
I don't know that I have a comfort. I have like comfort movies, sort of.
Okay.
I'll bet my wife would say 90 Day Fiance because I can always tell. Like, if I'm out doing stuff and she's, you know, and she's left to her own devices, then I'll come home and she's watching a 90 Day Fiance marathon.
That's funny.
You know, and I know that's her thing. And she
90
knows,
Day
and
he, Fiance.
Oh, no. And here's what's funny is I'll sit there. I'll go, oh, God, I hate this show. The show's so stupid. I don't know. These people are so stupid. The whole thing's stupid. And then I watch 4 hours of it with her. You know, and can't. Wait a minute. Tell me more about these people. What about? Kayla fixed her hot tub. At her house. I was able to fix the security sensors at my house. What's the last handy thing that you ever did, Karen Lopez?
I fixed the window blinds because my cat destroyed them. So I fixed those.
Bravo. That's not
easy. Now you can fix anything.
Yeah, right.
Now
you feel invincible.
You can do anything. I love that. This is going to come up in relationship rehab here in a couple of minutes. Do you have a junk drawer?
Yeah.
Kayla, do you have a junk drawer?
No, I don't get the junk drawer thing. We don't have one. We don't, like, everything has a place, you know? And that makes me sound rigid. I get it. But, like, I got an electronics bin. I've got a drawer for napkins. I've got, you know, I just don't. I don't
think
there's,
not a miscellaneous kind of catch-all.
No, no.
I will tell you this. We used to have one. We don't anymore.
Oh.
But I don't think that's I
was that intentional? Like you wanted to get rid of the junk drawer so you reorganized?
Well, I'm not really sure because I just realized it. While I was asking you guys, and then I went, wait a minute. I don't think we do have we used to have a junk drawer. I don't think we have a junk drawer anymore.
You sound a little traumatized from it, so
no, I'm a little shell shocked because I don't have his name in front of me, but and we're going to talk to him in a minute. I kind of thought everybody had one because that's how I was raised. There's big controversy. He and his wife are in a fight because she has gotten rid of the junk drawer and it's causing a problem. Have fun. Hey, Karen, have fun at Doja Cat tomorrow night. I can't believe the 3rd of November is already tomorrow night. Have fun at Doja Cat.
Thanks for
hanging out. Yeah. Hang on one second.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
So they don't always have to be deep-seated emotional. Well, this is a little emotional. And maybe it is a little deep-seated, but they don't always have to be, what's the word I'm looking for?
Heavy, I guess?
Yeah. And it doesn't. Yeah. Yeah, I'll go with heavy. And I can't think of the other word that I'm looking for, but you'll understand. Hey, Jason, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, man. So you and your wife. You and your wife. Is it safe to say you're fighting? Is it safe?
Yeah, you can say that.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. And what are you fighting about?
Okay, it sounds stupid. I know it sounds stupid.
No. What? No, for the record, no, it does not. I'm here. I am Team Jason, just so you know. But yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So my wife wants to get rid of our junk drawer in the kitchen. You know, where you put everything. You put your screwdriver, your hammer, anything you need is always in the junk drawer. It's like, we need to get rid of this drawer. I'm like, well, then where's our junk going to go? Like, this is where you put everything. It's like, no. So we get in a full-blown argument about the junk drawer. Like, it's wasted space, it's this and that. I'm like, it has everything we need in the junk drawer. Like,
yes.
The junk drawer. We are junk drawer people.
I get it.
You know, we are junk drawer people.
Yes. No, that's... Yes, no, sorry. I understand.
Hilarious.
What's her alternative?
Her compromise, quote-unquote compromise, was... Well, let's get a little box and put it in the closet.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to the closet every time I need a tape measure and soy sauce packets.
It's very funny.
Yeah. And that's so where'd you grow up?
Oh, I grew up, I'm an Army brat, so I grew up all over.
Okay. I got you. And then where is she? Where'd she grow up? She from here? Where'd she grow up?
She's from California.
Okay. Okay.
Interesting.
She's used to that whole granola thing. Let's take advantage of our space stuff. And I was like, that's cute, but it's my junk drawer.
I hate calling it a junk drawer. Like, I get it, but like, I'm like, maybe it's the name that bothers me so much, because like, it does feel like wasted space. I got to be on your wife's side in this. It does feel wasted.
Wow.
Okay, so what if we change it to essential needs drawer?
Right. The emergent. What if you called it the emergency drawer? What if you called it
utility drawer? Whatever it is.
Utility is a great word.
I'm all about rebranding. I'm not about taking away.
Here, okay, so, and I love your passion on this, and Jason, thank you. You're fantastic. Have a great day. Drive careful, and again, thank you. This is what blows my mind on this, is that I really did think that everybody had one, and we used to. I don't think we do anymore, and now I'm kind of like, he's right. If you need a tape measure and a soy sauce packet and maybe a book of matches, you know, old school.
then you go out to the garage and get your tape measure. Then you go into like the miscellaneous drawer in the fridge and get the soy sauce packet. It doesn't all need to go like just scoop it off into the drawer. Then it's just a wasted drawer. Sorry, you can see obviously what side I'm on.
This, knowing this may be a Venus Mars thing. You know what I mean? This may be a man versus woman thing. Mike says, junk drawers provide easy access to your problems. Once it's in the closet, you got long-term problems. Right. You want to get something done. Yeah, where are you going to keep the scotch tape? Where does that go? I'm not kidding. I'm like, I've got anxiety right now.
You're so funny.
Because I just questions. Realized we no longer have a junk drawer.
Yeah. And now you want to start one? That means that you're, I have questions, so.
Well, 702-364-9898. Do we still have Doja Cat tickets? Do we still have more? Can we give away?
Yeah, we still have another pair, yeah.
Well, because I know I promised tickets to additional people yesterday. So I'm just making sure. Well, somebody, see, if we had a junk drawer, we could go see if there were more Doja Cat tickets in it. And then our problem would be solved. 702-364-9898. Yes, we do have Doja Cat tickets. We'll start with caller number 25. Junk drawer or no junk drawer? And I love that you have, and I love that you, Kayla, have questions
about the junk drawer.
Well, and the part that I realized that, yeah, I suppose there could be a bin in the coat closet. I suppose that just seems difficult. So here are my two questions. Do you have a junk drawer in your house? Could you live without your junk drawer? And why would you want? And if you could live without your junk drawer, why would you want to? Those are my questions right now.
3, 2, 1, let's go. The Chet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
So, and like I said, they don't always have to be deep emotional issues.
No, sometimes it's just an issue.
Jason and his wife are fighting because she has decided to get rid of the junk drawer in their kitchen. He's like, literally my entire life I've had one. He thought everybody had one, and she's like, no, we can have a bin in the coat closet. Now, the rational part of me is like, what's the big deal? The irrational part of me, though, I don't know why. I'm super uncomfortable right now. Monica, junk drawer or no junk drawer?
Junk drawer. I have one.
Right? And yeah. And he said it so well. Like, where are you going to go when you need, you know, a pair of pliers and a soy sauce packet?
So funny. You
know? Yeah. Everything, candles, like little tea candles in mine. So, yeah. And you need that pen or pencil to do the bills to write. So, you need that.
Yeah. Where do you keep your pens? My wife has these little tiny screwdrivers. Her family used to have a vending machine business. And so she's got these little tiny screwdriver, you know, like Phillips head screwdrivers. And she's got like five of them that used to be in the junk drawer. And I gotta be honest with you, not that I maybe twice in my life have I needed, Amy and I have been together 15 years almost.
Sure.
And maybe twice in that entire relationship have I ever needed one of those little tiny screwdrivers. But when I needed it, I really needed it, and I knew where to find it. And I gotta be honest with you, the idea that we don't have a junk drawer now, I'm not sure where to find one of those things. And it's making me emotional.
I guess, how does a junk drawer actually start, though? Is it like there's just a bunch of stuff on your counter, and then you're like, well, just scoop it all off into the drawer, and that becomes the junk drawer? Like, how do you knowingly go in?
Monica?
No, because, you know, a lot of people may have two junk drawers, one in their nightstand and one in the kitchen. You know, you go in your room, you go to relax, you put it in your nightstand drawer, and you close it.
It baffles me that there's not like a spot for everything.
No, there is that. Yes, that's the spot. The junk drawer.
It's a hodgepodge of stuff. You're telling me you put screwdrivers in there along with food items and blah, blah, and all this stuff.
Condiments. condiment packets. Yes. It's a concept that I can't explain, but man, is he also having an issue because she's like, he doesn't have control over this? And the control's such an ugly word. But is it because she's like, no, this is how we're going to do this?
Maybe she might have OCD.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like she's compromising, and she's trying like, hey, I need the drawer space. We can put all this stuff. If you have to have somewhere to throw, we could put it all in a bin somewhere.
That's...
So, like drawer space is like, that's crucial, man. You got some...
That's the compromise that's not a compromise, because that's the... That's the equivalent of she moves in and the next thing you know, you're the piece of the poster, whatever. You got whatever you have for decoration in your house, and she goes, oh, that doesn't go here anymore. Right?
So
am I right? Monica, Monica, thank you. Have fun at Doja Cat.
Oh, I won? For real?
Yeah.
Absolutely, you did.
Oh, wow. Thank you. You know, tomorrow's my birthday, too.
Oh,
there you go.
Birthday.
Happy birthday. All right. So, Jen, can you shed a little light on this whole junk drawer controversy?
I think it's time to put the junk drawer argument right next to the junk box in the closet where it belongs.
How dare you? I feel attacked.
You don't have a junk drawer, Chet. You can't say you feel attacked because you don't actually have a junk drawer.
I've realized this now, and now I'm feeling like I don't know.
We had a junk drawer growing up. My mom is like team junk drawer, and it just drove me nuts. Like, we still have a junk drawer, and it still drives me nuts. Like, it's just, I organize it like quarterly, I think, and the next quarter it's the same, and it's like, why is this, like, everything has a place, and we all, like, you grabbed it from its place. So why not put it back in its place?
Right, but isn't that place the junk drawer?
No, it ends up in the junk drawer because people are lazy and don't want to go put it back in the place they got it from.
I think that's my problem with it.
Attacked.
It does sound lazy to me. I'm sorry, but like it doesn't sound like you like care to put things back where you found them.
For a third time,
exactly.
I feel attacked. I'm feeling over and over.
Jen, do you have kids?
My wife just, do you have kids?
I don't have kids, and I don't want kids because they'll probably multiply the junk drawer.
my wife just sent me a text. Junk drawer is the last stop before the trash. She goes, I've eliminated the middleman. So
She's smart.
My wife also would organize the junk drawer.
Yeah.
So ours was more of a miscellany, and we are those people. And while I agree with you, the everything has its place and yada yada. And yes, that place, I will state once again, is the junk drawer. But
no, because if I'm going, I'm assuming you find like scissors and things in there. Like the scissors have a place.
That's
that you
stationary.
Like, know
where... Put that in the stationary area.
Like, thank you. Like that's because I know when I need them, that's exactly where I'll go find them. So, like, that's my problem with the junk drawer. I feel like it's never going to be, like, you're never going to find the things that you need. That is the definition of a junk drawer.
My problem with the junk drawer is that things have a place, and when I go to look in the place it's supposed to be in and it's not there, now I have to go look extra places.
Yep.
Okay, or on the other side of that, when you go in there and you go, dang, I need a pair of pliers. And so then you go in and you pair of pliers and you go, oh, and then you go, oh, soy sauce and Arby's horsey sauce.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, how you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Oh, I have a question.
Okay.
Because I'm not really sure I know the answer. The question is, are you a spender or a saver? Now, I would immediately, in my brain, I immediately jump to the idea that you're a saver.
Yes.
But are you also a spender?
I'm a saver, but anything that I make in like tips from my other job, I spend frivolously.
Stripper.
Yeah.
See, just open that door. Let me walk right through it. Let me just.
You know what? I'm not a stripper, although I 100% respect that because you guys make bank. So thank you for what
right.
you do.
And you're a girl and you live in Vegas. So, you know, isn't that what you do? Don't you love those people?
If someone told me they thought that I was an exotic dancer, I'd be like, first of all, thank you.
Thank you, because I'm so fit. Yes. Thank you. Have we just completely just gone on to a different topic? You're welcome,
anyway.
America.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app.
Every morning, taking my kids to school.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, now a minute. We were talking about spender, saver, or stripper. It's a game. We're playing that game. I'm crafting that into some sort of game for some sort of tickets. Spender, saver, or stripper.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's going to be, but we're going to play that. Okay, but now, are you spender or saver? So you said you save.
I save.
You save the money that you get from your other gig, from your side hustle.
Yeah, I save all my money, basically, and then my tip money that I was like, okay, I can go gamble, I can do whatever.
She side hustles at a golf course.
Yeah.
Lest your mind races into other things. I would, so 56% of Americans say they're spenders, that they're willing to splurge if they want something.
Sure.
That's me.
That's my husband. So, yeah.
34% say they're savers. Also me.
How does that work for you?
Because I'm very, like, I got a real, like, I'll buy it if I want it and I got the money for it.
Sure.
But I'm also very well aware of, ooh, well, I just bought that. You know what I mean? I just spent the money.
So I can't indulge or anything like that now.
I weird out about paying bills and part of paying the bills, my mom taught me when I was young, part of paying your bills is paying yourself.
Yes.
And you can't slack on that. And trust me, it's worked out really well. But 10% say they're a mix of both. Obviously, that's me. I think that's probably you.
Yes.
A little bit. Here's the deal. Here's why I bring this up. The spenders are the happiest.
Doesn't shock me.
No, and it kind of makes sense. Spenders were more likely to say that they're happy with their personal life, their work life, and their current relationship. The question is, will you be happier in the future? Because you ain't got no money left because you spent it all. And you would think that the savers would be the happier ones because... You know, because they spend
because
money
now
there.
You have this money. You could do whatever you want with it, even though you don't.
Security. No, the saver part of us, and I know this is the part that you relate to, the saver part of us is never satisfied.
No, you're not.
You never, ever have enough. And so it's like, yeah, make yourself crazy. So yeah, I guess the moral of the story is maybe find a little balance. Thank you. Again, you're welcome, America.
The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Ah, people are going back to work, you know, which is weird because we never really did do the work from home thing.
I mean, for a couple of months and then we were back.
Yeah, we were here. We were back in the office way before most. So the idea that there are people just now.
Back in is kind of crazy.
Nobody's happier than the parent company of Degree Deodorant and Axe Body Spray. They've been getting crushed since the pandemic.
Oh, man,
y'all,
yeah.
Stinky. You didn't care. You were like, until I smell my own funk, and you know that's like 2 days late on that.
Oh, man.
when you start noticing you're spicy, then Everybody already knew. Everybody. Sales of, quote, personal care products. Up double digits last quarter alone.
Good for them.
Half of that from deodorant sales. Personal care also includes soap and body wash. So, hey, look at you. You're showering more than ever, or at least more than you have been. So, yeah, there was a huge drop once the pandemic hit, as you well know, in how often we were showering, wearing deodorant, shaving, and applying makeup. We even started brushing our teeth less. And even
though
that's the reaction that we all have. Ew, oh my God, I would never. Well, apparently you did.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the more you know before we go. Who's the only actor who's won an Oscar for playing a president? There's only been one.
Playing a president. What's the guy that got in? Russell Crowe. I don't know. Didn't he play a president?
I don't think so, but solid guess, because, you know, why not?
It's like, yeah. I don't know, whatever.
I don't know if Russell. Are you thinking of Daniel Day-Lewis and getting him confused because he played Lincoln? Say yes. Just say yes.
Sure. You're giving me way too much credit, but sure.
Daniel Day-Lewis was awesome in that Lincoln movie about 10 years ago that movie was already. Six other actors have been nominated. Don't ask me who they are because I don't know. But six other actors have been nominated for playing the president. They all lost.
Oh, you know what? One of them was Russell Crowe. That's
Was it Russell Crowe? Just kidding.
I don't know.
Played Kennedy. Sure. Sure. Elvis. I learned this from that Elvis movie, which I rather enjoy.
What?
Some people didn't. That Elvis movie that was out
last
year, a couple years
ago. The Austin Butler one?
That one.
Okay.
Elvis never performed outside of North America.
Really?
Yeah. Hawaii, calm down. That's part of us.
Exactly.
But they had like a Japan tour planned and it just never worked. They never got it together.
Oh.
Other than a few concerts in Canada in 1957, he He never performed outside the U.S.
That's amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
My mind is kind of blown, and I don't know why I'm here contemplating it, because it's true. And I don't need to, you know, the four American cities with the biggest land area are all in Alaska.
Not shocking.
Sitka, Juneau, Wrangell, and Anchorage. Jacksonville, Florida is fifth.
It's humongous.
It is humongous. The city limits are humongous.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be Houston, because Houston's city limits are humongous. And they always go, we're the third largest city in America. It's like, well, yeah, because you took all of it, y'all. You know?
You're half the state of Texas.
Ellen Burstyn got an Emmy nomination in 2006 for Best Supporting Actress in the HBO miniseries Mrs. Harris. Even though she was only on screen for 14 seconds, she had two lines. And she got nominated for an Emmy. How about that? Good. She lost. The Emmy said, hey, this is kind of dumb. So they changed the rule the next year. Anybody who was nominated for supporting actor or actress had to be on screen at least 5% of the time.
Oh.
You can't just do a one-time pop-on for 14 seconds with two lines. And everybody goes, oh, God.
Oh, my God. Great. That was mind-blowing.
Oh, so good. The QR in QR code. Do you know what it stands for?
I don't know. Quick ready.
Good for you. Quick response.
Oh, really?
Quick response. They were invented in 1994. Who knew they'd been around so long? They were originally used to track car parts for a Japanese company. The QR codes could store more information and fix the problem of having to scan multiple barcodes. The design was inspired by the classic game board of the game Go. Which I have no idea what that is.
Say, I don't know that one either.
Yeah, neither. All right. But see, now you can go research that while you're bored today and just doom scrolling the internet. that's the more you know before we go. Kayla's got a joke.
What do you call a turkey the day after Thanksgiving?
Whoa. I just got all kinds of grief. And I was just teasing, by the way. I said, so is it time for the Thanksgiving jokes? Kayla was like, I'd never be able to do it. And here you are.
Didn't come prepared.
You know what?
I found
That's how
some.
She gets me. She gets me looking the other way.
Yep.
And then whap, hits me in the
you
face
You want
with
a month
fish.
Of Thanksgiving jokes, Chet? That's what you're going to get.
Slaps me upside the head with the other hand. I got you. What was the joke again?
What do you call a turkey the day after Thanksgiving?
I'm sure I'll know the answer after you tell me. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like the answer is going to make a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. I'll be like, I knew that one. Because I'm sure I know that one.
Yeah.
We'll all find out in just a minute.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, now don't feel like you have to every day. Don't feel. But
I do feel like there's a lot of pressure because I started with a Thanksgiving joke in the beginning of November that now I have to stick with the theme, but we'll see.
No, you're good.
Okay.
That's one of those things where, you know, people will come up with these rules. I always love, let me give you a little behind the scenes of hosting an event. When you go to an event, just about every single person has some sort of schedule for what they call the run of show.
Yep.
And they go, this is going to happen at 7:15. This is going to happen at 7:25. This, and the idea is that that's how you finish on time.
Yes.
Right? It's arbitrary. It's based on nothing. It's just people write down times thinking that that's how long stuff's going to take. Stuff takes how long it's going to take.
Yes.
It doesn't. So your schedule doesn't matter. The idea that you have to do Thanksgiving jokes all the way through November now. Nobody's worried about that, but you're good.
Oh, yeah.
You're good. I appreciate that you went to the effort. Because, again, as you may have heard, I took a lot of grief earlier this morning because I said, what? No Thanksgiving jokes? And it was like, I can't come up with that many.
Can't do it. You're putting so much pressure on me.
I said, well, there's mashed potato jokes. There's cranberry jokes. There's jokes about your uncle, drunk uncle.
No.
There's jokes. You know, you can spread it out. So, enjoy, ladies and gentlemen, the first Thanksgiving joke of the year.
What do you call a turkey the day after Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I'm sure I know, but I don't know.
Lucky.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And look at that. Look how close we are to a Friday.
Nice.
And turning back and an extra hour of sleep or partying this weekend. Awesome. All right. So make it a great day today. We'll get back here tomorrow morning and we'll crush a Friday. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, now don't feel like you have to every day. Don't feel.
But I do feel like there's a lot of pressure because I started with a Thanksgiving joke in the beginning of November that now I have to stick with the theme, but
yeah,
we'll
no,
see.
You're good.
Okay.
That's one of those things where, you know, people will come up with these rules. I always love, let me give you a little behind the scenes of hosting an event. When you go to an event, just about every single person has some sort of schedule for what they call the run of show.
Yep.
And they go, this is going to happen at 7:15. This is going to happen at 7:25. This, and the idea is that that's how you finish on time.
Yes.
Right? It's arbitrary. It's based on nothing. It's just people write down times thinking that that's how long stuff's going to take. Stuff takes how long it's going to take.
Yes.
It doesn't. So your schedule doesn't matter. The idea that you have to do Thanksgiving jokes all the way through November now. Nobody's worried about that, but you're good.
Oh, yeah.
You're good. I appreciate that you went to the effort. Because again, as you may have heard, I took a lot of grief earlier this morning because I said, what? No Thanksgiving jokes? And it was like, I can't come up with that many.
Can't do it. You're putting so much pressure on me.
I said, well, there's mashed potato jokes. There's cranberry jokes. There's jokes about your uncle, your drunk uncle.
No.
There's jokes. You know, you can spread it out. So, enjoy, ladies and gentlemen, the first Thanksgiving joke of the year.
What do you call a turkey the day after Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I'm sure I know, but I don't know.
Lucky.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And look at that. Look how close we are to a Friday.
Nice.
And turning back and an extra hour of sleep or partying this weekend. Awesome. All right. So make it a great day today. We'll get back here tomorrow morning and we'll crush a Friday. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.